demo recording of the song John Lennon and Yoko Ono worked on together offers us a chance to hear the precursor of what was to become a Christmas classic.
So this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over. When a new one just begun.
Art history professor Kevin Concannon says Lennon made these demo recordings throughout his career.
Some of them are actually, I think, more beautiful than the finished tracks. When you hear them, they're very poignant.
So this is Christmas.
Cannon is the director of the School of Visual Arts at Virginia Tech. He curated the Imagine Peace exhibition, now on display at the Taubman Museum of Art. It traces the collaboration of John Lennon and Yoko Ono, crystallizing the theme of peace made manifest at holiday time.
That Christmas in 1969, they did their billboard campaign all around the world in different languages, War is Over, If You Want It, Happy Christmas from John and Yoko. And I think from that moment, there was this seed in his mind, in their minds, to sort of make another Christmas song, make a song out of that that could also be an anthem, just like Give Peace a Chance had succeeded in being, to this day, I think, one of the great peace anthems of our time.
Concannon, an expert on Yoko Ono, got her permission for us to play you this never-before-officially-released version of So This Is Christmas.
So in October of 1971, they began working on the song, basically developed from the billboard slogan that they'd put up around the world in 1969, that Christmas. So what we hear on this tape is one of two versions, and I'm honestly not sure which, but it was in the beginning of October that they begin work on the song, and at the end of October, I think it's the 28th, they go into the recording studio with the super producer Phil Spector, and they make the famous recording with the Harlem Community Choir that we hear every Christmas.
And so this is Christmas.
And on December 1st, the record was pressed and released as a Christmas single. It's still, to this day, one of my favorite singles. The original version was on green vinyl, like a little Christmas wreath, those old 45 RPM records, and the label was spectacular. Instead of the apple that had been on, I think, every Beatle and every Beatle solo project up until that point, if I recall correctly, it had a series of faces, starting on one side with John's and on the other side with Yoko's, and they kind of morphed into each other with these overlaid photo negatives, the precursor of Photoshop today, I guess.
And so happy Christmas.